me perhaps express it a little better. And Vayechula Shemayim Varatz Chol Tzvon. Vayechal Alekim B'yam Hashem Lach Tasher Asom. Vayishbos B'yam Hashvi Mikom Lach Tasher Asom. Vayevorach Alekim B'yam Hashvi Vayekadesh Asom. So we discussed it on Shabbos here, but I didn't discuss it in the Shir. And I feel that it's, I mean, this is Yesod, the whole Yesod of Kol HaTorah, the Yom HaShvi'i, Shabbos, Brias HaOlam. I mean, the Sheshes and Mebereshes, Bereshes Bo'Alekim. I mean, this is the Yesod of the whole Dos. I mean, Shabbos is the sort of the Shabbos incorporates into the whole Kol HaTorah Kula. So it's Bri Yesh Me'ayin. So what I wanted to do was, I just wanted to go over this idea of Aruch Lekim Nisyon Shri Kaddish, because there's a great difficulty. The difficulty is that is something that really should be later. By Aruch Lekim Nisyon Shri Kaddish, so Kedush Hashem HaShabbos really should be in Zohar Roshomar, in the Asaras Adibris, Maimar HaSinai. That, one would expect that would be the first place that it should be. Not in the Brias HaOlam. Not in Brias HaOlam. You see, Brias HaOlam is the creation itself, and the creation itself is without mitzvahs. It doesn't have to do with mitzvahs. It has to do with the Yetzirah, with the creation itself, Bria. So, of course, all the Mefarshim noticed the problem and were aware of the problem, and they all gave answers for it. But there are two answers especially that I would like to just, one I just like to, we mentioned it before, but I just like to, expand on it a little bit. And the other one is the Ramban's answer. The Ramban has his own pshat here. And I wanted to perhaps unravel what he's saying, what his idea is. But everybody knows, everybody mentions the problem. Yeah. So Rashi says, Berchol b'mon, shekol yemos ha-shavua yered lohem omar l'gulgolas, u'bashvi lechem mishnah. The kitcho b'mon, shelo yered klal b'shabas. Ba'amikra kosval shem asin. So Rashi is very good, because Rashi is going according to the principle that that there are no nisim, and everything that happens, any change in the creation, goes back to the creation itself. That the, like the Maimar Chazal, Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashes. I saw the 10 things, but the Ram says not just 10 things. It means all the changes in the Bria were all programmed in before the conclusion of the creation itself. All pre-programmed. The Kriyas Yamsuf and all the Nisim. Because once the Bria was established, it's God's will that the Bria should go the way it goes. Okay? That's Vayechul Hashemayim Varatz Chol Tzvon. So Rashi says, so that's what Rashi says, Vayekadesho, so that Vayekadesho so goes on the special reference to the fact that the mon was pre-programmed in Sheshes Yimei Bereshis, that it should fall the way it did, and Vayekadesho so Shabbos it was already pre-established that on Shabbos it won't fall. You see, that's a Rashi. That's what Rashi interprets. Very, very nice pshat. It's a line. Rashi brings it back in line with the creation and with the Maimar Chazal. And why does Rashi say Vamikra Kosav al Shema Asid? He means, because Vamikra Kosav al Shema Asid, I believe what Rashi means is, because why does it say Vayekadesh also? You see, Vayekadesh also means that is a reference to the Kedushas Yom HaShabbos that man will experience in the future. So Rashi says the phrase, the term is Al Shem Asim. It's a reference to the fact that Kedushas, because the Torah, after all, is a sefer of mitzvahs, so the Torah is speaking in the framework of Al Shem Asid, where Kedusha will be given to Klal Yisrael through the Yom HaShabbos, and the introduction of the Yom HaShabbos is through the month. So the semantics are really Al Shem Asid, but the idea is rooted in the Bria itself. That's how Rashi interprets. That's how Rashi interprets. Okay. The... Excuse me? Wait a minute. Yeah, but the kitchab manchalo yere klal b'shabbos. So it means it's a reference to the month that v'rochli k'mishem shvi on shishi it was double for the yom hashvi. Yeah, right. Yeah, no, right. Yes, that's Rashi. That barcha b'manch kol yomos hashvi yere lehem amar l'gosu b'shishi lechem nishim. So Shabbos was received the bracha from the yom hashishi. And Kitcho, by the fact that it didn't fall in the Yom HaShvi'i, so it was pre-programmed. But that's the idea. Okay, so it was a bracha that it'll fall double on Friday for Shabbos, and Vayakadosh, so that it itself didn't have any kind of a phenomenon of man. Okay, that's Rashi. The Ramban says, like this. So Ramban quotes Rav Sadigai and says it's a reference to the fact that the people who keep the Yom HaShabbos should be mevurachim and mekudashim, special bracha. He says the ein mashma kosef sheyedaber lasid. So Ramban doesn't like that because it's not mashma the pasuk she's speaking about. The future, that's a different thing. That's Hashgachas Hashem to people who are Shomer Mitzvosov. What does that have to do with the Bria? So Ramban rejects that shot. Then he quotes the Reb Avram. He says, Ki abrocha tosfos tov shi yischadesh agufos yisron koach betolados uveneshoma betolados, that physically the body will receive additional strength. And ubinashoma yisron asecho, and with regard to the soul, that the Yom HaShabbos supplies a person with the additional knowledge, his mind, his intellect works better, is superior. Yisron asecho. There's a certain advantage to learning, according to the Ibn Ezra, there's an advantage to learning on the Yom HaShabbos, not just that it's an extra mitzvah. The Kiyum of Tam Atar and Shabbos like the Rav mentioned, is the next additional mitzvah. But according to the Ibn Ezra, you'll even do better if you take the Sugya on Shabbos than you do during the week, if you learn the Sugya. So the Ramban says, Udvar Bazen Nochon L'Maminim Bo. He says, this kind of an approach is very good if you believe in it. Ki Ein Zem Musig Behergish L'Nashim. Of course, people don't sense such things. And we're not ready to accept mystical type of assertions that we don't see in reality any basis for. Okay, that's what the Ramban says. So Ramban rejects his pshat. That's not the Derech HaTorah. We look at reality. In reality, we don't see any difference. A person thinks through on Shabbos, who doesn't notice any difference. So the Ramban says, so we're not willing to accept that. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Rabbi, it is true that since the guys...
No, we'll come back to the Ibn. Maybe we'll explain the Ibn. So let's do the government time. Mithan Rabban is just saying that we don't make assertions that don't make any sense. And not perceptible. Okay. So, yeah. So, and we shouldn't do that in Yahadis. You know, we shouldn't try to support Yahadis through methods that are nonsensical. Even though the intentions are good, but it's not right and it's not true. And a lot of people do that, but it's wrong. I mean, Ramban is right that we don't make assertions of mystical existences and things that we have no perception of to support Yahadus. That's not a support, and it's not an idea, period. That's what the Ramban says. Anyways, Ramban says, V'emes Ramban says, Ki habrocha b'yom ha-shabbos. He says, what is the true pshat? He says, habrocha b'yom ha-shabbos, hi mayan habrochos. I think it's mayan habrochos, not mayan habrochos. Mayan habrochos. He says, v'hi yesod olam. This is the yesod of the pillar of the universe. Okay? He says, v'yekadesh osam. What does it mean? That's v'yavorach. It's mayan habrochos. Vayekadesh also, what does that mean? He says, ki yimshoch min ha-kodesh. Okay. He says, v'im tovin dvorai zeh, if you understand these words that I'm saying, teda, you'll know, ma she'omru b'breishis rabbah. What they said in Breishis Rabbah, l'fi she'ein lo ben zug, that Shabbos doesn't have a partner, doesn't have a mate. Umasha Amru Od Kineses Yisrael Tehe Ben Zukha. And what Chazal say also that Kineses Yisrael is the mate of the Shabbos. Okay. The Taskil, he says, and you'll understand, Ki B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, Nefesh Yisera Be'emes. There's a real Nefesh Yisera. That's what the Ramban says. Okay. Yeah, cryptic words. Okay. Cryptic words. I don't think this is something that the Ramban says, and it gives his instruction in the beginning of the Sefer. He says, I'm warning anybody not to try against trying to reveal the sodos that I set forth. He says, and if you do, he says, if you try, he says, it'll lead you away from Hashem, it'll lead you to Avodah Zarah, and it'll lead you to Kfira, and you'll lose everything you have. That's what he says, basically. That's a very, very stronger terms than I'm saying now. Nevertheless, for some reason, it didn't stop a lot of people from trying. But I don't believe that this is one of those sodos. I don't believe it, because he doesn't say it's a sod. You see, if you look at what he says, vo'emes, and he says, ki ha-brocha b'yom ha-shabbos is mayin ha-brochos, and then he says, im tovin dvorai zeh, if you understand what I'm saying, he says, teda, and the taskil ki b'shabbos nefesh ha-rem. I don't believe he's saying that this is one of the Kabbalistic sodos that he says you cannot understand unless you have the fundamentals of the Kabbalah. And the only way to receive the fundamentals of the Kabbalah is ish mi pi ish. So I don't believe that's what he means over here, because he seems to be saying that this is the emes. And if you understand what I'm saying, you'll catch on to what Chazal is saying with the idea of the benzo. So we will try to interpret the Ramban. But before, I don't want to take the pshat of the Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam. And Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam, it would seem that this is a pshat that he received from the Rambam himself. And we one time mentioned it a long time ago, but it's worthwhile going over it. That, you see, because he mentioned like in one line, basically, and maybe even less. But the idea is like this, that, you see, Shabbos is different than everything else. See, in the reason why it's mentioned in the creation, according to the Ramban and Rambam, is not because that has to do with the creation, so to speak. It does, of course, but there's another consideration. The other consideration is this, that when the Sefer Torah is written in a way where it makes available to man, insofar as man is capable, Yedias Hashem. So certain things are placed in certain positions in the Torah because of the consideration of Yedias Hashem, you see. So, mitzvos, Yedias Hashem, of course, is outside the realm of time. but mitzvahs are placed in where they are in the Torah because it is logical to put them where there are people that receive tzivuyim. Okay, where there are people that receive tzivuyim. All right, but Shabbos it doesn't apply because if it's a tzivuy, then it should be where there is a metzuvah. That's the logical place for it. The Torah is not giving you a chronology of Das Elyon. I mean, that's something which is not the objective of the Torah. There's no such chronology because God is outside the realm of time. But the Torah places places the ideas like Vayar Hashem Kitov. In the proper place, according to the way we can understand it. So places it at, some things are placed at the Yetzira, some things are placed where the person, if its essence is a tzivui, so it's placed where there are people that are mitzvah. So when it comes to the Yom HaShabbos, there's something different. See, if the Yom HaShabbos were a tzivui, so it should be where all the mitzvahs are. It shouldn't be a Maaseh Bereishis. But Yom HaShabbos is different. The Yom HaShabbos is more than just a tzivuy. It's not like tefillin, something that was a mitzvah and was created in a way structured for a mitzvah. But the Yom HaShabbos is part of the creation itself. It's the only entity that is part of the creation and is naturally a vehicle for man, the greatest vehicle for man to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Yom HaShabbos. So it comes out that there's a component, and it's the only mitzvah like that. There's a component of the creation that is the vehicle for man's perfection intrinsically as it is created. And that is the Yom HaShvi. So, and it's a natural phenomenon. So as soon as you have Adam, so the Yom HaShvi is there. Because that's, naturally, that's something which is a vehicle of his perfection. So that's why the Torah says, Vayavarach Elokim es Yom HaShvi Vayakadosh Yoso, in the creation and not later in the mitzvahs, because it's different than the other mitzvahs. The other mitzvahs are structured entities, and they're structured entities for the person, that's the mitzvah. But the Yom HaShabbos is in the creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, so to speak, that the Yom HaShabbos is this Yom HaShvi is the vehicle for man to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that's why it's mentioned here. Vayavarach Elokim es Yom HaShvi Vayakadosh Yoso. It means that the Kedushas HaShabbos inherently existed in the Yom HaShvi as soon as the Yom HaShvi came into existence. You see? Atakidashas Yom HaShvi L'Shmecho. So it means that the Yom HaShvi, we can't say, you might say, so to speak, that the Yom HaShvi was a physical phenomenon, and it also was a metaphysical phenomenon. See, it was a physical phenomenon in terms of the universe. But it was also the Yom HaShvi, the Yom HaShvi that we have is also a metaphysical, has a intrinsic metaphysical value for man. You see? So that's why it mentions it in the Bria, because it is a natural phenomenon, and the moment the day emerges, you see, so to speak, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where it should be mentioned. That's the appropriate place for it. You see, it's different, it's completely different than other mitzvahs. And that's why the Yom HaShvi is And it has, multifarious value. There are many, many elements in the Yom HaShviyi. Of course, the Yom HaShviyi is tachlis, reflects the tachlis of the Bria, okay, which is the culmination of the Yesh Me'ayin. And there is a day, it's a unit of time for man. And that unit of time, if man designates that unit of time and he spends his life in those moments contemplating Chachmas Hashem, so that is the vehicle that brings him close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Yom HaShviyi is a natural phenomenon which is designed perfectly for Adam, for man, to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the way the Rabbi Avraham and Rambam explains why it's mentioned over here. And that's why the Rambam says, it's interesting, the Rambam says, Bo v'netze likras Shabbos HaMelech. See, it's an interesting thing. It's the only time we can't give kavod to a nivra. Not allowed to give kavod to a nivra is a lot of zar. There's one exception. The Yom HaShviyi. Why? Because the Yom HaShviyi is the vehicle of man seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. The Yom HaShviyi is the exception. That's why, because from the Yom HaShviyi, we see the Melech. You say, Bo v'neitze l'kras Shabbos HaMelech. Because Shabbos is the creation. And the creation, HaShemayim is suffering for the Kael. So the Yom HaShviyi was brought to us when the Yom HaShviyi rolls in as it was programmed from the creation, from the Sheish Shnei Bereishis, as every week as it comes into existence, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this entity through which we could see Kvod Malchuso. So the Yom HaShviyi, Hashmai Mesapim Kvotel, Yom HaShviyi brings us to the Melech. That's what it means. Bo v'neitze likras Shabbos HaMelech. Because Shabbos brings you to the Melech. That's the Chachmas Hashem and the Bria. So this is the one exception. Because this is the Chachmas HaBria, and the Chachmas HaBria is the vehicle through which we reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Yom HaShabbos is the only thing that we're permitted to give cover to, because that is ipso facto the vehicle created for man to reach Yedias Hashem. And that's why we say Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos. V'Yom HaShviyi Meshabeach V'Omer Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos. So it's a difficult, what do you mean the Yom HaShviyi Meshabeach V'Omer? Yom HaShviyi is alive? I mean, it's a part of the creation. So what does it mean, Yom HaShviyi Meshabeach Ba'Omer? So some changed the gears and they said, Yom HaShviyi Meshubach Ba'Omer is Meshul Yom HaShabbos. But the Rambam Siddur I saw, it does not change it. So he has like, okay, Yom HaShviyi Meshabeach Ba'Omer. Why? Because it means the same thing as HaShemayim Mesapim Kvod Kael. The Yom HaShviyi means what? Tachlis Ma'aseh Shemayim Varetz is Meshabeach. Yaluchat Hashem Elokeinu Kol Ma'asecha. So the Ma'aseh Hashem, the Ma'aseh Hashem are themselves Meshabeach, for those who have the Chachma to see it. So if man has the Chachma to see it. So that is the exception. That's why the Yom HaShviyi, Meshabeach V'Omer, it means that for those who have the Chachma to see it, the Bria is simply Yisrachah Shemakam, HaShemayim Esavim Kvod Keel. So that's Bo V'Neitzei L'Kras Shabbos HaMelech. That's the Rambam's. That's the Rambam's chat. It means it's rooted in Maaseh Bereishis. And it's rooted in Maaseh Bereishis, it's Tachlis Maaseh Shemayim Varetz, and at the same time in the Bria was set up a Yom HaShviyi for man, which is the greatest vehicle of Chachmas Hashem, and Yedias Hashem. That's the Rambam's chat. That's the Rebbe of Rambam and Rambam. Yes? That's correct. It is the reflection of the Bria, of the culmination of the Yesh Me'ayin. That's what it is. And it is a day which is a unit in the life of a human being, which is the perfect entity for a person to designate himself and dedicate himself to Yedias Hashem, and it's the greatest vehicle. Was the Sanag al Hashem. That's what it means. What's wrong? Well, if it's a part of the, and that's why, it says that Shabbos is different. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, "Matana tova yesh li beveis genoza." I believe Rabbi Ramon quotes the Chazal that I have a great matana. Say them or them. Go tell Klal Yisrael that I'm going to give it to them. And what is that matana? That's the Yom HaShviyi. What it means is beveis genoza. It means it existed from the day it emerged. It was perfect for man. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give it as a mitzvah. And only to Klal Yisrael. Only, it's interesting. Only to Klal Yisrael. L'nasatar Hashem l'kenu of the lulav. You can't... right. Okay. So the Gaia Ratzos can't have any sheikhs to this. Okay. It's an interesting thing. But it works differently, you see, than the other mitzvahs. Because the other mitzvahs were constructed at the time, whereas this was a natural thing from Shesus Mebrashis, just waiting to be incorporated, to be given to Klal Yisrael, and only to Klal Yisrael. That reflects the same, the idea that why only Klal Yisrael? Because that's what we mentioned in the first Rashi in Bereshis, in Rabbi Yitzchak, that the Umos Olam will say, why do we deserve Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is, like Rashi says, because of the Chazal of Koach Masa of Higid Liyama, because the real Maisa Bereshis is only for Klal Yisrael. The ones that are the heirs to the real understanding and interpretation of Maisa Bereshis. That means that eventually the Maisa Bereshis will be understood only by, will be revealed, the full picture of Maisa Bereshis will be revealed by Chachmei Yisrael. See, by Chachmei Yisrael. So it is given to Klal Yisrael, and because they're the ones that is their essence, to perceive Chachmas Hashem and Tachlis Masa Shemayim Varetz, and that's why no other nation can engage in this mitzvah, because this mitzvah is different. This mitzvah is perfection itself, and it manifests the idea that the only ummah that will be is the one that has the right to this crown of Chachma is Klal Yisrael. It's Klal Yisrael. Other ummahs don't have it. They can perceive Chachmas Hashem, but not the ultimate perception of Tachlis Maaseh Shemayim Varetz. That's only Amcha Yisrael Nesata Biyavo. Zera Yaakov, Shabam Bukhata. That's an essence of the bris. So as a mitzvah, a goy could appreciate the Yom HaShabbos, but as a mitzvah, he's not allowed to undertake it. And it's not for him, it's not a reality, and there's no kiyum shvisa for him, and for him it's chiddush gadol. That's the Rambam. That's the Rambam's interpretation. What I'd like to take now is the Ramban. Okay, see, Ramban, I believe, is saying like this. He's saying for emes. He says, and what does it really mean? He says ki habracha biyom haShabbos. He mayana brachas. So I think he's a little bit similar. What he means like this, that the bracha on the Yom HaShabbos is mayana brachas. Why? What does it mean is mayana brachas? It means because that is the real source of all the brachas in the creation. When the brachas of the creation only come about when the creation reaches its tachlis. I mean, before, when it's incomplete, you can't speak about the brachas of the creation because it's incomplete. Okay, so that's it. Says the mayan of brachas is when the creation is culminated, when it's tachlis maaseh shemayim v'aretz, when it reaches its tachlis, then all the brachas flow. See, once the universe reached the point that it's complete, and that man is able to live in an environment which is beneficial for him. So then that's, when was that? That's at the completion. So that's minor brachas. That's what he means, a minor brachas. And now the next thing he says like this. He says, v'hi yisod olam. That's what it means, v'hi yisod olam. This is the foundation of the entire universe. I mean, that's, the yisod olam is the completion of the universe, and the completion of the universe is when the brachas function, when the brachas are expressed. But now he says like this, v'yakadesh oso, ki yimshoch min ha-kodesh. Ki yimshoch min ha-kodesh. What does it mean, ki yimshoch min ha-kodesh? So I believe what it means is like this. Kodesh means removed. Kodesh always means removed. Okay? Removed from the instinctual. Removed from the physical. Separated. That's Kodesh. Ki yimshoch min ha-kodesh means that the whole universe draws from an abstract reality. An abstract reality. That's the Kodesh, the removed. You see. So the existence of the universe, its existence is drawn from Kodesh, from an abstract world that's completely removed from the world that the senses perceive. You see, the senses is a peripheral phenomenon, and the senses are themselves, underlying the senses are the world of the abstract and the world of Chachma. You see, but the whole Yesod Olam, this Yesod Olam, draws from the world of Kodesh, draws from the world of the abstract. You see, and he says, "Vim tovin devorai zeh." If you understand this, Teda, you'll know, Masha Omru Bebreishis Rabba, Lefi She'ein Lo Ben Zug, Umasha Omru Old Knesses Yisrael Tehei Ben Zugcha. So Ramban says, very beautiful. He says, when you understand this, then you'll understand that the creation is unique. It's unique. It has no benzog. There's nothing that's like it. It's alone and it's unique. Because it's the universe, and the universe that draws from a world of abstract reality, which is the world of Chachmas Hashem. You see. There's no comparison to it. It's alone. It's unique. It's the only universe. You see. So the Ramban says, but when you understand that, you'll understand. Oh, you'll understand more when it says Knesset Yisrael Tehei Ben Zugcha. That there, no. On the one hand, it's unique, but then the Medrash adds something else, that it does have a mate. What is the mate? The mate is Knesset Yisrael. It means the Knesset Yisrael that lives according to Kedusha and lives and perceives the world of the abstract, that is related to this. You see, it's like Zug. Why? Because the Knesset Yisrael is the Chachma of the Chachmei Yisrael. They can perceive the creation. So in that sense, it's not alone. There is something else that relates to it. And that's Knesset Yisrael, you see. That's what the Ramban says. Knesset Yisrael Yehei Zucha. And then he concludes it by saying, the Taskil, and you'll understand, Ki B'Shabbos Nefesh Yisera B'Emes. That's the real Nefesh Yisera B'Emes. What is the Nefesh Yisera B'Emes? The Nefesh Yisera of Chochmas Hashem, you see. That's what it means that Shabbos has the Nefesh Yisera. Because it means the Yom HaShabbos is the Tachlis Maaseh Shemayim V'Oretz, the infinite Chochmas Abriya, and the Chochmas Abriya that stems from the world of Kodesh, from the abstract world of Chochma. And it's nothing like it. But then there is Klal Yisrael. That is related to it because Klal Yisrael perceives this Chachma, engages this Chachma, you see, engages this world of ideas and the world of the world of the abstract. And that is the Neshama Yisera Banis. That's why the Yom HaShabbos is the Neshama Yisera. Because the Neshama Yisera means the Yesera, the dimension of the Chachma Sa'adam, which is a completely different dimension. That's the Neshama Yesera. Is not Neshama Yesera something that's added, you see. Like the plain shot, the Shami Sarah. You have a more harvacha. So that's a nice idea, but that's a mitzvah on Shabbos. But there's a deeper idea of the Shami Yisrael Be'emes, a completely different, it's completely different. It's a new dimension, a different dimension. And what is that dimension? That's the dimension of Knesset Yisrael as it engages the world of the abstract of Chachmas Hashem. That's what the Ramban says. That's Vayavorcha Wakim Siyoma Shvi'i. It's Mayana Brachos Vayakadesh Oso, and he set it up in a way that it draws from the world of the abstract. He says, and Knesset Yisrael is, so to speak, Derech Moshe is its Ben Zug, because it engages this world of Chachmas Hashem, of the abstract world of Chachma. And that is the Nefesh. That's the idea of Nefesh Yisrael. Okay. All right, we'll stop it. I wanted to answer the Ibn Ezra. Yeah, well, the Ibn Ezra, well, I think the Ibn Ezra means, the Ibn Ezra, I believe, doesn't mean to say, the Ramban is right, the Ibn Ezra doesn't mean to say that it's a mystical kind of phenomenon. That if a person thinks on the Yom HaShabbos, that someone's going to think better. I mean, it doesn't make any sense anyway, because you're going to have to say that different parts of the globe, it's a... It's working at different times. The whole thing makes sense. But what I believe he means is that the Yom HaShabbos, the Yom HaShabbos is in line with the Bria, which means that Adam was constructed in a way that the phenomenon of the Yom HaMenucha plays, is in line with his nature, you see, in a way that he is healthier, he can think better, and it affects his very being. You see, that he holds, that's what the Ibn Ezra say. The Ibn Ezra saying, it's not that there's some power in some mystical force in the Yom HaShabbos that we can't perceive. We don't believe in such things. But it means to say that Vayavorcha Elokim Hashem Shvi'i Kadosh Oso means that the Yom HaShvi'i for man is such that man functions best in when he engages in the phenomenon of the Yom HaShvi'i, when man engages in the phenomenon of the Yom HaShvi'i properly, according to the way the halacha has set up the Yom HaShvi'i, you see, in the proper form of the correct Onik Shabbos, so then his mind and his guf function in a superior manner. That's what I believe the Ibn Ezra. That's why according to Ibn Ezra, that's why he's saying, that's why it has to be mentioned in Sheshis and Ebereshis, because it means that man was designed in that way. He was designed for the Yom HaShvi'i. So because a person might be able to think better when he's nervous, when he's real reason, but that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed man, that the Yom HaShvi'i should be the appropriate setting for him to be at his best, both physically, psychologically, his well-being. Vayavarach always means, bracha always means well-being. So if Vayavarach Elokim Hashem Shvi'i means the well-being of the individual is at its height, or even as you're saying, when you have the phenomenon of the Yom HaShvi'i, when the person has a life which is designed according to halacha of Oneg Shabbos and Shvisa and Menucha, and then he thinks best, and then everything functions in the best possible way. And so the Ibn Ezra says also, that's the Ibn Ezra's answer why it has to be in Maisa Bereshis, because man was designed for the Yom HaShvi'i. So Ivarach Elokim Hashem Shvi'i Kadosh Oso means that it was a bracha for man. That man was designed in line with the, in Sheshis and Bereshis, man was designed in a way that the Yom HaShvi'i should be should be the highest level of his personal existence, of his existence, both physically, psychologically, as well as intellectually. So that's what I believe the Ibn Ezra is saying. Yeah. Going to I don't know. It's a good question. But Kaddish said Ibn Ezra is saying something different. Bachelor Nessa Bamalach. I don't know. But the Ramban is talking about Vayvarach, the Vayvarach of the Ibn Ezra. Vayvarach of the Ibn Ezra is very good. It has to do with the nature of man. That's the way man was constructed. Because it didn't have to be that way. Yes. Mashabas. Yeah. No, I mean, that's what I mentioned before. According to the Rambam?
Yeah.
According to the Rambam, the whole idea of Miyachel Leyom HaShabbos, it means that this opportunity was given to us from Sheish Yisimei Bereishis, that this entity, this phenomenon of Leyom HaShvi, should be something that we can receive, and through that have an opportunity to learn Chochmas Hashem, and to gain Yedias Hashem, and to gain an insight into the Melech Malchei Melachim. I mean, that's the biggest, that demands the fact. See, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed it that way, and that according to the Rambam, I mean, the Rambam's shot, when you think into it, everybody has to accept that idea, basically. That the question of what the pshat and the pasuk is something else, but the idea, no one denies it. It means that from Sheish Yisimei Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed the Yom, that we, every week, we receive that Yom that was pre-programmed in the Bria. So this demands that a person should be moved very much by this. That's why they say that Shabbos is different than Yom Tov, because Shabbos comes to the individual. See, that's what it means. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadesh the Yom HaShabbos, and when we experience it every week, we're experiencing a product of the creation of the Sheish Yisimei Bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed that for us so that we could perceive His Chachma. So this demands that a person should be moved by that. That event demands, a person can't just sit back and make believe it's non-existent. That demands that a person be moved. And that's why he says, Bekoved Rosh, the Rambam says, Yoshev Bekoved Rosh. That's Kvod Shemayim. That demands a certain state of mind. That's what the Rambam says. That this idea, that the phenomenon of the Yom HaShabbos was created in Sheish Yisimei Bereishis and designated as the Yom HaShvi, which is the vehicle of man's perfection, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused this to come into existence so that every week we can experience the Yom HaShabbos, have the Yom HaShabbos as a vehicle of Yedias Hashem. This is something that has to have a special effect on a person. And it demands a certain state of mind when that Yom HaShvi rolls in, when the Yom HaShvi starts arriving, when it arrives. It demands a certain state of mind and a certain kavod shamayim. And that's the response that the Rambam says. That Yoshev Bekoved Rosh, Miyachel, what's the last name? Miyachel, yeah, Ezeo Kavod, Zeh Shamar Chachomim, Shemitzvah Lodim Lurchot, Pon of Yadav Raglav, Bechamin Be'er Shabbos, Mnei Kvoda Shabbos, Misatev Betzitzis, V'yoshev Bekoved Rosh, Miyachel Akbolas Pnei HaShabbos, Kimosho Yotze Lukras HaMelech. That's what the Rambam is saying. That this phenomenon, which is a phenomenon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in the Sheish Yisimei Bereishis, and now it's happening, the event is happening that was programmed in Sheish Yisimei Bereishis in order that we should be able to perceive Chochmas Hashem. You can't just let such an event take place without the proper response. So as the Rambam says, so the person must be Yoshev Bekoved Misatev. He washes, he cleans himself, and he's Misatev, Betzitzes, Betalis, and he's Yoshev in seriousness to appreciate the moment of the arrival of the Yom HaShabbos, which was program from Sheshem Bereshis in order that man could appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yedias Hashem. I mean, there's nothing greater than that. So that's what the Rambam is saying. That's the idea of Kabbalah Shabbos. Yeah. Because you see, it's an interesting thing, as I mentioned before. It would seem that Beini Uvein B'nei Yisrael Osi Lalo. It means, what is the Os? The Os is that the Chochmas Hashem, the ultimate Chochmas Hashem, which is the idea of Tachlis Masei Shemayim V'Aretz, the culmination of the whole Yesh Me'ayin, of the whole Bria, and the Yedias Hashem on the highest level from the Bria itself was given over as a matana to Klal Yisrael. A Klal Yisrael, that's part of the bris of Klal Yisrael, that they're the heirs to this Chachma. And ultimately, they will be the ones that will reveal this Chachma to the world. And that's the bris. So that's why if you take that away, see, other mitzvahs is not that way. Other mitzvahs is ideas, even Mila. But not Shabbos. Because Shabbos is everything. Shabbos is Yesod Olam. That's everything, isn't Shabbos. And that's only given to Klal Yisrael. And that's the underlying idea of the whole bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That's the essence. Okay. No. I said, you can't be, you're not allowed to be mechala in Nivra. We don't, any Nivra, that's a Avodah Zarah. But over here in Shabbos, it's different. Because in Shabbos, what you're being mechabed is the Kedushas HaShabbos. You're being mechabed the Melech. The fact that this physical phenomenon of the Yom HaShvi'i is the vehicle of Hashemayim is up in quote kale. It's a different concept. It's a different idea. You see, that's why over here quote Shemayim is tied to the bria, because the bria means the chachmas bria, and the chachmas bria is chachmas Hashem. So it's not a violation of the principle of quote nivra. You understand what I mean? The principle of quote nivra is to give cover to a nivra. It's a avodah zarah.
Isn't time a creation, so to speak?
Yeah, but we're not giving cover to time. We're not. That would be Avodah Zarah. If you took time as an entity,
No.
That's not the idea. We're not sanctifying time or space or any component of the Bria. What we're sanctifying is the Chochmas Hashem that emerges from the Bria. That's Kedusha. That's Bo Min HaKodesh. That's Chochmas Hashem. That's the only time that you can do it, because Hashemayim Mesav and Kvod Kael. It is not the sanctification of a creation. The sanctification of a created being is absolute Avodah Zarah. Absolute Avodah Zarah. But this is a sanctification of the vehicle of Chochmas Hashem, the entity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for man, which is the Chochmas Abriya, Chochmas Hashem, which is Hashemayim Yisrael Kvotel, which is a reflection, which is the only way that man, the only path that man has to see to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes. That's what I'm saying, because giving Shabbos personality means. It means the idea is that this Yom HaShabbos is not a substance. I mean, it means to say that you could treat it in that manner because it is ipso facto Yedias Hashem. That's what it means. It is. How does a person Oyves Hashem? The Shoshim is Bonino Adom. The brew of the mass of Hanifloyim, Shein Lam Erech Vein Lam Kates. I mean, that's the Yom HaShabbos. That's the phenomenon of the Yom HaShabbos. So it's not a violation. On the contrary, this is the essence of Kedushas Yisrael. This is the essence of Kedushas Yisrael, that they engage in Chochmas Hashem. And the Yom HaShabbos is Yom HaShabbos means that the Tachlis Maaseh Shamayim Va'aretz was given over to Klal Yisrael as an exclusive right, as they're the ones that have the exclusive right to this kind of a knowledge. That's the whole purpose of Kol HaTorah Kulah. But it's not a sanctification of a substance. That's what it are. It's a sanctification of the idea of Yediyas Hashem. That's what it's a sanctification of. And where is it expressed in the Yom HaShvi'i? Yeah, so we're just discussing this one extra thing that was brought to my attention. The idea that that's why there's a Drabbanan of if you lost your time in the Midbar, you're still Shavuos in the Yom HaShvi'i, you say, because it's not, you see, there are two Yom HaShvi'is here. There's the Yom HaShvi'i of creation, and there's the Yom HaShvi'i in man's world. The Yom HaShvi'i. You understand? The Yom HaShvi'i of creation is different than our Yom HaShvi'i. But our Yom HaShvi'i was given to us as a mitzvah, as the perfect vehicle to reach Chochmas Hashem, to have Yedias Hashem. So it makes perfect sense why is the, that's what Dr. Ulrich mentioned, it makes perfect sense why the Chachamim say if a person's lost in the Midbar, so he should still keep a Yom HaShvi'i. Because in terms of perfection, the idea of perfection, he still gains that, he still can gain perfection. So, that's correct.